test 72, section 2, question 6. It says, which one of the following principles justifies the reasoning? So what's going to basically strengthen this? And usually it's an if-then that's going to link the evidence to the conclusion. It says, the word loophole is a loaded partisan word, one that implies wrongdoing and scandal. Okay, so loophole is loaded and it implies scandal. When loophole creeps into news stories, they start to read like editorials. Okay, so they're more like an editorial. So news reporters should not use the term loopholes in their stories unless they provide evidence of wrongdoing. So they shouldn't use it unless they provide evidence of wrongdoing. So the conclusion is, don't use it unless it's you have evidence of wrongdoing. And the evidence in favor of that is they start to sound like editorials and they're loaded words. Now, if we want to make this argument better, we want to strengthen it with a principle, something that says don't use a term that means something bad unless you provide evidence for it. A, making use of a loophole never constitutes wrongdoing or scandal? Well, no, because it's saying you can use it if it does have those. Editorials should meet the same journalistic standards as news stories. Well, no, that's not really what we're looking to do. News stories need to get evidence to back up any suggestions of misconduct. Yeah, that seems pretty good. Because it's saying there is suggestion of misconduct in the word loophole, so don't use it unless you're giving evidence. Editorial writers should be free to use loaded. We don't want to say anything about editorial writers, just about news reporters. And news reporters should not report on wrongdoing that is not a matter of public interest. We don't care whether people are interested in it. It's just about whether they should use the word loophole. So, therefore, definitely answer choice C is our best one.